Good evening. You are tuning in to a Wani Review with me, Cynthia Ng. Housing affordability remains a huge challenge in Malaysia. What more during COVID-19, as more people are faced with job cuts and retrenchments. So what are the housing options available to them, particularly the lower income group? Joining me on the show today to discuss about housing affordability is Dato' Jimmy Doh, Managing Director of Legenda Properties.
Well, thank you so much, Dato' Jimmy, for making time for this interview. Just to let our audience know, you are currently based in Sitiawan, Perak, and it's great that we get to meet, although it is virtually, but still appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Cynthia, for your time too.
So, Dato', we really want to talk about the issue of affordable housing. Your company, Legenda Properties, is mainly involved in building affordable homes. What we are seeing, the impact of COVID-19 is that a lot of people will slip into the B40 segment range because we are seeing salary cuts, businesses are grappling to survive, some are forced to shut. So really at this point in time, right, what are your thoughts about housing options available? Is this a good time to even buy a house?
I think that the property market has softened in the past at least 6 years. I have seen penthouses in KL, the high-end one, dropping even prices up to 50%. But the price is still very steep. From 3 million, dropping 50% is still 1.5 million. But I think that the houses that is more on the affordable range, about 500,000, they did not drop that much. And it's still quite beyond reach to most of the averager in Malaysia. But I believe that if the averager in Malaysia can find something within their range that is that they can afford, I think that we should go for it. Bear in mind, buying a house is not like buying a car where your installment is less than 10 years. Buying a house, you stretch your installments for like 30 years, So if you start working at 20 years old, you probably end up paying your whole career life your housing installment. So if it is something within reach and you don't stretch it too much, I think that it's a good time to buy.
In Malaysia, the official category for affordable home is priced 200,000 and below. And these homes are really far and few in between, especially in urban centers. So, for the urban poor especially, even if they have the money to afford a home, to buy a home, the demand has gone up tremendously for this kind of home. So with such high demand, I'm trying to understand why aren't more developers going into affordable housing, like developing affordable homes?
I think developing an affordable home actually requires a lot of efforts being price sensitive at all times. It's like, and then we definitely have to do in mass production in order to keep our costs low. So like what we are doing in Legenda currently, we build easily thousands of units every year in every township of ours. Due to that, we are able to actually talk to our manufacturers to actually reduce their costs due to the mass production. And in fact, we are getting premium brands, names, manufacturers in raw material coming to us, lowering down their prices to be competent to actually cater to our demand. And I think for us, what we need to do is we need to continue to do that, because as we grow further and we have more mass production, our costs will go even further down. And I think in my lifetime, 5-6 years ago, I was in the more sexy industry, high-end, doing gated and guarded with clubhouse facilities where the demand is not so sustainable. But I feel that most people just prefer to be in the sexier industry. That's why probably in affordable housing is not attracting enough attention for developers to go into.
Does it make business sense for a developer to go into affordable housing, given that the cost of land acquisition, the cost of building the apartment or the house itself?
I think being cost sensitive and being efficient is also very important to make sure your margin remain the same. But as we are moving towards, I think buying material in bulk actually reduce our cost, and buying land in bulk actually reduce our cost further too. I think for people in KL, everybody can refer to certain township, big township that started in our lifetime. Like for example, Kota Komuning, Kota Damansara, and Setia Alam, when they started, they were very affordable those days, 10 over years ago. And the reason they are able to be affordable is because the developer buy a big land bank, usually estates, and for buyers who actually are able to own their first house within their range, within something that they can afford, even if it's another 10 to 15 minutes away, like Setia Alam and Kota Kemuning or Kota Damansara, it's not really a big deal. Today, if you look at them, the houses are matured. I mean, the township are matured and the value of the property has risen and the buyers has benefited from it. So actually, there are a lot of land like this all over Malaysia, just that we just have to be more focused and we have to start with making it affordable at the first place.
So Legenda Properties is focused on building affordable homes. I understand a lot of your developments are concentrated in Perak, where your company is. Talk to us about that. Now, why are you building these homes? At what particular location? What is the price range?
Currently, we are focused in Perak and we are expanding to Kedah. Our township in Perak, we have two townships currently. One is in Setiawan and one is in Teluk Intan. We are very focused on single-storey terrace house and single-storey semi-D. We are very localized developer. We actually try to understand our buyer and what is the favorite kind of product that they need. For example, for Perakians, it's actually more favorable for them to buy something landed. And as a matter of fact, they like landed with land, like semi-Ds. You know, the mentality of the local people are very different. For KL people, buying condominiums are very convenient because they can just take their leave and go out to their house. But for Perakians, they just want to park in their car porch and walk inside directly to the house.
Talking about that, are you looking into coming to KL to build homes? Do you feel that this market in the urban centers, is it a bit too saturated? And what are your thoughts?
Okay, affordability in every state is definitely very different. For Selangor and Wilayah Persekutuan, you guys have one of the highest average salary for B40s. So affordability in KL is probably about 500,000 or 400,000. There are a lot of people who can afford it. But if you look at the whole Malaysia, we take one example, Penang. Penang average salary is about 3,600. And houses in Penang is almost on par with houses in KL or Selangor. So how can a person that earn 3,600 afford a house that is 500,000? For Ben Negara says that in order for you to achieve a house that is 500,000, you probably need to earn at least 5,000 to 6,000. But the average in Penang doesn't earn that much. So I think that the affordability in KL is catered to by majority of the developers in the whole Malaysia, which are, they are focused in KL, but there are 30 million people in the whole Malaysia. So there's only 7 million people in Klang Valley. So what about the 20 over million people all over Malaysia? I think everyone deserves a home within their affordability, and everyone all over Malaysia deserves their own space. And as we are talking now, we know the young generation always want their own space. They don't want to live with their parents when they get married, you know. They don't want to be like having their children and their parents, you know, in the same house. So I think that the demand of it is there all over Malaysia. We should not just focus in KL. No doubt, I'm not doubting that there will be one day I may go to KL and build something more affordable for everyone in KL.
All right. Now, has home ownership become more affordable in this period where the market has slowed down?
I think that, overall, the price of the properties has gone down over the years. But like I mentioned just now, we look back Penang again as a state that we can collaborate with, because we understand everybody have been to Penang. Everybody knows the housing price in Penang. Okay, so let's say the house price, average house price in Penang is 500,000. So with the current scenario, maybe it has dropped 10%, so it's 450,000. But for a person who earned $3,600, they have to pay probably about $2,000 a month to buy a house that's 400,000. So even if the house is 400,000, it's still beyond reach to a lot of average Malaysian. And bear in mind, 3,006 is usually the gross salary, and this is from the statistic department. Mm-hmm. They're talking about net salary. People who earn 3,600 need to pay for their car installment as well, probably some personal loan and a lot of other bills. So even buying a house at 300,000 is beyond reach to a lot of averages in Penang. Not talking about the other averages in the other states in the whole Malaysia.
All right, now I want to look more from a demand perspective, right? We do see that the M40 segment, because of the COVID-19 pandemic, might slip into B40 more and more. So, and what's your take with regard to uptake in home ownership? Because our government has done quite a bit to try to encourage home ownership, for instance, such as stamp duty exemption, RPGT exemption. Do you think it's enough?
I think for the people who are earning about 4,000 plus to 5,000, I think this 10% reduction during the home ownership program campaign, HOC, and the exemption of the stamp duty, which is another 3%, it helps them a lot. For a person who actually earns probably 5,000 average household income, if they were to buy a house that is 500,000, if the government do this and they actually reduce by another 50 or 60,000 due to their HOC and the stamp duty, I think it helps them a lot already. But my main concern is just for those people who only can afford houses at 250,000 or below 200,000, how are they going to own a house?
So how can this be addressed from the supply side? What policies can be implemented to encourage more developers, for instance, like yourself, to go into this segment, this affordable segment, and also concentrate more on the urban centers because that's where the jobs are, that's where people are really.
Yeah, I think that the government and the private sector has to definitely work together. Even though I always consider myself as a manufacturer in reality, because we build in bulks and we are always building almost the same type of houses in a township. But as we are doing manufacturing, we have a lot of procedure that we need to go through, approvals during building plan, approvals of CCC, that means certificate of fitness when we complete the construction to make sure that our building is actually properly done and the quality is there. And getting all this approval will just delay or cause us more effort as we are serving the B40s. I think if the government can give us a green lane, can assist us and lessen down our tax or the contribution at every level when we build houses, I think we can even benefit our buyers by making our house even more affordable. Bear in mind, I always think that houses below 200,000 is affordable, but I still see a lot of my buyers having problem buying even house at 150,000 due to their commitments in hand.
Okay. Well, one final question for you, Dato, about the outlook that you're expecting in 2021. Businesses last year, we thought that last year was one of the worst years ever, but coming to 2021 with another MCO in place, how are you feeling about the year ahead and the market outlook, if you can share with us?
We are actually still very positive about what we are doing, and we are very happy that even in 2020 and starting of 2021, we are busy. We are busy during pandemic because our product is like, the demand is almost evergreen. Every day there are people getting married. Every day there are people becoming parents. Every day there are new graduates that actually come out and work and they want to move out if they can afford a new house. And the young generation always want their own space. I think during this pandemic, after the pandemic in 2020, we realized that our sales in fact has increased. I think it's due to maybe everybody staying under one roof during the 2 months and probably a lot of arguments with the families. And if they can afford a house, I think everybody wants to move out. I'm very confident on what we are doing. I think we are in the right direction. And at this point of time, what we are doing, actually, we are trying to expand as fast as possible and getting as many land bank as we can to address to this issue.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dato, for spending time to talk with us. And it looks like you have a pretty positive year ahead. And I hope that it stays that way. Well, thank you for speaking with me, Dato, and all the best with your work.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Thank you.